Welcome to the Ralph Moore Podcast. Gain a leadership advantage as Ralph pulls wisdom from his bag of over 50 years' experience in planting and leading multiplying churches. Our goal is to help you live as a leader you'd want to follow. You'll learn about making disciples and planting churches, but beyond that, you'll gain practical wisdom about subjects like how to manage your team, handling difficult people, pulling a congregation off a growth plateau, and even money management.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. So what happens when you sit in church and turn your little phone on and invite 12,000 people to join you in a worship service in a pretty traditional church? This is a pretty amazing podcast episode. I think you're going to really enjoy it. You're going to get a lot out of what Yvonne Nash has to share with you. Some of you are freaking out because the word pastor comes up here and there with a woman attached to it. But you can't deny the fact that God is using her in incredible ways. And he could do the same through you or somebody that you know if you would take a little wisdom from what you're going to listen to. Enjoy this. And by the way, if you're somebody who happens to come into my YouTube culture once in a while, please do subscribe. I'd love it if you do. I'd love you forever. Thank you. The people that are out there that are listening to this kind of idly, who should be doing this kind of thing? Who should not? What are the potholes in the road? What other social media might be fit somebody else and why? You know, give us a little bit of that kind of stuff. The kind of stuff we don't usually hear on these kinds of
things. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I didn't even think I would be successful at it in the beginning because I'm older too. I'm not the typical age of people who are influencing on TikTok. You know, it's mainly people in their 20s, maybe early 30s, and I'm pushing 50, you know? And so I just wasn't sure who would come into my rooms and who would relate to me. And so I had to just go for it either way. And I couldn't measure success on numbers, and I couldn't measure success on if I was getting any kind of benefit from TikTok, because, you know, TikTok does pay for certain things, you know, for certain numbers, for a certain amount of time on, all these different criteria. I couldn't focus on any of that, because if it became about that, then I didn't feel like I was being genuine. But that's hard. That is hard to say that no matter what happens, I'm going to give all that I have, including allowing the Spirit to work through me. And so I would say that you should, if you want to do something like this, you really should try all the different platforms, because I also tried Facebook. I also tried Instagram, and I wasn't having the same success that I had on TikTok. And I can't 100% say why, other than they are different audiences. So on Facebook, the audience is pretty much the same age as me.
Yeah.
A lot of them have grown up in the church, and I just don't think that's where God wanted me to have influence. Yep. These people are already believers. Not all of them, we know that, but like my audience on Facebook is just looking to, they were just looking to like have a peek into my life, not necessarily have me be involved in their life. Instagram, I found that there was a lot of combative people who just wanted to like debate me regarding God, who just wanted to bash me. There just wasn't a lot of like, I didn't feel like there was a big open door there. I felt like that was very obvious that the people that were on Instagram weren't looking for that kind of interaction. Where when I went to TikTok, it was like, it didn't matter who came in my room, woman, male, Gen Z, even boomers. I mean, there's such a wide range of people on TikTok, and it didn't matter how old they were, where they came from, where they live. It just didn't matter. I've got such a wide range of audience when it comes to TikTok that it just was the open door for me. And Gen Z all the way to boomer, they're there and they're interactive. And I think it's because they want relationship. I think they want authenticity. I think they like transparency. I think they want community. And I believe that this is an open door that God created for me, not to replace the local church, but to meet people where they're at who won't first walk into the local church.
Yeah.
You know?
So talk to us a little bit about the community aspect, because, you know, like I did a little thing. We reach all the way from the East Coast of the United States, 3 p.m. where I live in San Diego, is 6 p.m. in the East Coast, and it's 8 a.m. tomorrow in Japan. And so all of us are together every 2 weeks, and we have deep community. Every one of them is a church planter. And again, like what you said, people have gone, from country to country to meet with each other. I mean, oftentimes it's like, well, I'm going to be in Japan on business, so can I come? That kind of a thing. But their money has, people in trouble, and other people have donated money. And this is just like 10 or 11 pastors that show up, and I said church planters. Mm-hmm. And so the deep community, as I'm thinking about TikTok, the first thought that comes to my aging brain is chat room, but community has gone beyond that. So describe that aspect of your ministry and your life with these people.
Yeah. So there are people who, again, they show up one night and I may never talk to them again, just because people are just scrolling. You know, like Gen Z spends most of their life on social media at this point. And so there are people who just kind of scroll through lives and are in there, and I meet them and I pray for them or whatever the case may be. But there's a lot of people who come consistently. Like, this is their church. Like, they'll say that. Like, they will now say, I'm their pastor and this is their church, because they want to be there. And so the community has gone from, oh, you know, we're just popping into these lives, to like, oh, now we're chatting in these lives. And now we're, you know, asking questions. And now they're messaging me outside of it, you know. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, can you get on, you know, Zoom or something like that, you know, another digital way of like, you know, can I talk to you? And now I'm counseling people, to all the way to the point of, you know, like I said, I've traveled now, because I travel a lot with my husband for work. And so if I'm going to be in spaces where some of these people live, like, I want to actually hug them, and I want to meet them, and I want to, you know, break bread with them and all those different things. And so it's grown, and it's not everybody. You know, obviously in relationships, you know, when you're in a local church, you know people, but you're not in community with them. So, you know, it's definitely a smaller group of people that I'm in community with, but there are people out of the country who come into my lives, that I know that I've invested in. And this isn't just, oh, I'm going to get on social media and have this like very surface level thing. Like, we are building a deep relationship here. And that's important, because if you ever want to have influence in people's lives, Jesus was relational. He was relational, he was intentional, and he was formational. And that doesn't always happen just by you explaining something to them. That's them experiencing something. And that's like them experiencing community where they feel safe and they feel heard. And then all of a sudden they can start to see purpose and they start to understand who our God is. And that, I mean, this is just me just being excited about the gospel and wanting to get into spaces that I just never was in before. You know, you look at Jesus and he was in the wilderness. He was in the marketplace. He was at the well. He was on hillsides. He was in boats. Like, he was in all these different spaces, meeting people where they were at. And so why aren't we doing the same thing?
Yeah. You know?
Why aren't we doing them in our neighborhoods? Why aren't we doing them on social? We're on social media. Most people are on social media, you know? And so what are we giving when it comes, what are we giving? Like, what gospel are we giving to people?
So my wife is on Facebook faithfully, mm-hmm. and I tease her that she's pastoring people, but she is. She's pastoring people on Facebook. And she kind of put both of our names on her Facebook account. Mm-hmm. So people who come stumbling around looking for me find her. And she's doing a wonderful job. We've done a horrid job in our own neighborhood. We live in a neighborhood that most of the people are from Iraq, although my closest friend is from Vietnam. And my next closest friend is an African-American, but almost everybody is a Chaldean Catholic. And they just built a new church building in our neighborhood, and it's booming with people. I go by there on Sunday mornings, and it's like, because I attend church on Thursday night at my church, but I go there on Sunday morning. It's just full on, and they're spilled over in the high school parking lot. There's hundreds and hundreds of people, but most of them live in my neighborhood. It's called Chaldean Hill because there's so many Chaldean Catholics that are there. But there are people in the neighborhood who I know are not believers. And we have been forever going, well, we're going to invite people over for dinner. And, you know, we'd love to do a block party outside, but we don't know them well enough to invite them to a block party. They don't know each other either. You know, electric garage door syndrome. So we decided that we're just going to do a Costco lasagna on Sunday night and invite people over and tell them up front, would you be willing to come to our house for dinner? But by the way, it's frozen lasagna from Costco. It's a price. But what I'm saying is that there's these different avenues, and we're slow to pursue them. Yes. I've found that I have a couple tools that I can use. Zoom works for me, and I have community. Whatever I'm doing on YouTube does not build community at all. But here's what I hear when I hear you talking. I hear in the back of my mind, the word echoing in my ears, perseverance. Because what you said about starting out with, and there were just three people that first time.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to do this, you have to be willing to say, if it's three people for the next 5 years, I'm in. Yeah. If you can't say that, then you probably don't even deserve to be in. I'm just so impressed. So talk to me. Chesley told me some huge numbers. How many people in all are there? Because I know this embarrasses you a little bit. Because as soon as I've ever said these numbers, you quickly go, oh, there's not that much at one time. There's only a couple people in that. But what's the Yvonne universe here?
Honestly, it's because compared to other influencers, I'm like,
I know it's not million.
I'm just little bees, you know. Right now, I have roughly around 12,000 followers on TikTok.
I hope if you're pastoring 200 people out there, and you're somehow going, yeah, but this isn't real because it's only on social media, that you just heard that there's 12,000 people getting exposed to the gospel, and no, it's not a million. I don't know how that would generate any kind of community anyway.
Right.
But 12,000 is like, that's about six times as big as any church I ever led in my life. This is incredible.
Yeah.
I'm in awe.
Here's a funny story. So I actually do now work at a local church as well. I'm their ministry development pastor. And so I'm still getting to... I'm getting the best of both worlds, really.
You're getting paid to do this now.
Yeah, and I love it. And so they had a sit with me Sunday where you were supposed to invite people to come with you to church, you know? So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to invite 12,000 people. So I sat in the front row at our local church and I went live for the entire service.
Wow.
And I asked the pastor first. I was like, hey, this is what I want to do. And he was like, absolutely. He was like, you could do that every Sunday. I don't care. He's in awe of like this whole, you know, just all of it. So I went live for the entire service and they were watching, you know, my local pastor at my local church experiencing church, and people were just in the room and I was getting to interact with them during the service. You know, they would comment and I would comment back, or they would send a bunch of hearts, like all these things. And I just thought that was so funny that I was like, I literally just invited 12,000 people to a church service. Like it's mind blowing.
It's totally mind blowing. It's like Walmart trying to figure out how to engage the digital space. You just brought the digital space into the bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
And, you know, countless churches have their service broadcast on, you know, YouTube it's right up there on Sunday morning afterwards.
Right.
Or sometimes it's live. But that's not the same as a person sitting in a pew responding to the people as they're responding to what they're hearing. That just, oh my goodness, you just unlocked a whole lot of thoughts for a whole lot of people that are hearing this. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. So is there anything that you would like to say to whoever might be listening to this? Because mostly it's believers and people that are church planters or want to be church planters or whatever. Is there anything that you just want to say that you haven't and take your time?
Yeah, I just think that it doesn't have to be an either or. We don't have to think that being in the walls of a building is the only place the Spirit's at. You know, so I can work outside of those four walls and the Spirit's still working, whether it's in my neighborhood, whether it's on social media. These are still people. These are still real people and these are still children of God. And so I want my everyday life, like I want to know each day that I can lay my head down on my pillow and say I gave my very best. And giving my very best means that I am utilizing everything that God's given me in a given day to spread the gospel. And it doesn't necessarily have to be at your local church. And so my husband and I do a bunch of things in our neighborhood to interact with the people in our neighborhood. And that doesn't come naturally to me, honestly. Like when you look at my spiritual gifts, evangelist is not even close to the top of that. But I don't refuse to work in my weaknesses just because they're my weaknesses. It just makes me want to persevere harder. And so I want people to realize that old wineskins can only last for so long. We need new wineskins, and it might not look like what you think it's going to look like, but you're still reaching the people that God created. I don't want people to think that I'm somehow advocating for people not to go to their local church. I actually, in my chapels, when people are like, I think I might go back to church for the first time. And I'm like, absolutely. Like, I want you to. I want you to find your local community. I want you to be in community with the people who are around you, who can lay hands on you, who can hug you, who can break bread with you, all of that. But at the end of the day, when you're still looking for something on social media, I want you to think of me and I want you to come and be in chapel and I want you to hear about the God that saved my life.
I love it. I really, really love it. To find that balance, you know, to not be, oh, dump on them. We're going to do this. We need new wineskins. But when Jesus gave us the parable of the wineskins, he didn't denounce the old wineskins. He just said they can't hold new wine. And I think that if I'm leading an old wine church, then I need to figure out if there's a way in my spare time that I can help start, you know, build new wineskins. And because old wineskins are good for holding old wine, they're good for holding water, they're good for a lot of things. They're just not good for new wine. And we need the both and. So if people want to, you know, get their way into YouTube, it's interesting that, you know, you're having so much fruitfulness on the one bit of social media that Christians tend to put down the most is TikTok. I keep saying YouTube because that's what my brain, TikTok. but if somebody's looking for you on TikTok, how do they find you?
It's literally just under my name, Yvonne Nash.
All right.
It's very simple, Yvonne Nash. And here's what I would say. My husband was even very skeptical when I said, hey, I'm going to go live on TikTok. And he was like, I don't think that's a good idea. You know, he was like, I feel like you're going to get discouraged because you're not going to be reaching people. But also, like, there's bots on there and there's, you know, scammers and there's all these things. And I was like, yep, just like in everyday life, just like the local church. And if I can only reach one person, I'm going to be so happy about that. I was like, so I need you to have faith in me and allow me to do this. And he was like, okay. He was like, go for it. And he's even in awe of what is happening because, you know, TikTok can be a very manipulative place. It can be a scary place, like I said, but so is the world.
Yeah.
So is the world. So you have to be smart. You have to have protection, but you've also had to have this like unwavering faith to just go for it and believe that like God's going to use you exactly how he wants to. And the right people are going to be put in front of you. So I can't even express how many people I've been able to influence, if you will, invest in, be in community with, and the fruit that will come out of that on their end, in their state, in their country, in their lives, I won't even see it. But it's going to spread, and it would have never been able to spread this way had I not been willing to get on my cell phone, click that live button, and just talk about the gospel.
I love hearing this. Thank you so much for doing this. You're such a blessing and encouragement to me.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe and check his blog at ralphmoore.net.